A new study by the University of Washington concludes the recession brought disproportionate layoffs for Black employees, especially Black women working in the public sector. It finds that white workers appear to have been better protected from financial shocks to government budgets. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Public sector jobs have traditionally been a means of economic mobility for African Americans, and about one in five Black women are public sector employees. For decades, researchers say Black women found more stability, better pay, and managerial opportunities through those jobs. But when the Great Recession brought layoffs starting in 2007, UW sociologist Jennifer Laird found that Black women were more likely than their white counterparts to lose their jobs. She says her new study finds that the unemployment gap between Black and white women increased to a high of more than 5% between 2008 and 2011. The results surprised her.
Because we always thought that the public sector was a protective institution. You know, you expect to see this in the private sector. But the extent of the magnitude of this effect was surprising.
Laird doesn't yet know why Black women were worst hit by the layoffs. Her study took into account factors like education level and the type of work being performed. She says the rapid pace of government budget shortfalls and subsequent layoffs may have resulted in fewer civil rights protections.
My guess is that it's harder to enforce equal opportunity regulations when there's a severe budget crisis and, you know, a lot of pressure to lay off workers.
By 2013, Laird says public sector employment for Black men had rebounded to pre-recession numbers, but Black women were worse off than before the recession. She says her next step is to try to understand why that gap persists. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.